Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan Political Leadership Program, or the MPLP, is a program designed to promote diversity and dialogue in how our communities, our state, and our nation are run. It started in 1992 and is administered by the MSU Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. Every year, 24 people from all over the state and across the political spectrum are chosen for the 10-month program. They develop skills to help them win elections and serve their constituents. The latest group has just started the program. Now, this week, the MPLP program holds its annual fundraising dinner Thursday night in Livonia, followed by a fundraising breakfast Friday morning in Grand Rapids. Their emphasis on spanning the political spectrum is embodied in this year's speakers, Republican former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty and former Democratic New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Joining us on Current State to tell us more about the Michigan Political Leadership Program are the director of the MSU Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, Doug Roberts. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And MPLP co-director Anne Mervin. Anne, welcome.
Good morning.
Why, Doug, tell us, why was the MPLP program started back in 92? You've been at it 22 years now. And by whom?
The MSU had the vision to basically believe that we could improve dialogue across the aisle. And so, therefore, in 1992, they began a program in which the 24 individuals, as you mentioned, would be selected. And we do select or try to select 12 individuals on one side, Republican, 12 individuals on the other side, Democrat. We sometimes have an independent or another party. But the whole idea is to not just train them in terms of being elected and the issues, but also to understand that you can disagree without being disagreeable and to actually be able to talk across the aisle.
Walk us through, Anne, walk us through how the program works on a month-by-month basis for our listeners. Describe some of the training for winning an election, for example.
Certainly. First, we have a media weekend, Mark, which you would enjoy, where the fellows learn to be interviewed on the radio. They learn how to be, they face actual Capitol reporters in a mock roundtable. They learn to make a 30-second television ad, and that preps them for the real-life activity that they'll undergo as a candidate. They write a campaign plan. What is their business plan, so to speak, to win an election, which includes fundraising, social media planning. So we give them tools that they need to be successful.
I have to assume, I know there's this bipartisan emphasis and thrust at the MPLP, but, I mean, your participants' politics are pretty much established when they walk in the door. Doug, do you see political opinions changing in the process of this?
To be very candid, I think Anne should answer that. She's there every single time that they meet. So, Anne, why don't you step in?
Sure. I don't see people changing their minds on issues, but what I do see is them having a greater understanding of the other side of the aisle. People come away with strong friendships. We have 14 members of the Michigan legislature now who've been former fellows, some of whom were in the same MPLP class together, and they can literally walk across the aisle and say, how is this going to impact your district in Detroit? I'm from Grand Rapids. I don't understand your district. And conversely, Detroiters have a greater understanding of rural Michigan and northern Michigan and west Michigan. So I don't see people changing their minds as much as being more understanding of each other's point of view.
Who does the training?
We use only practical trainers, people who in real life. So, for example, Dan Perot, former campaign manager and chief of staff to Governor John Engler, leads the workshop on campaign planning and development. It was John Engler's campaign plan that led him to victory in 1990. We use Democratic fundraisers, for example, and again, they're teaching Republicans as well, but it shows that people from both parties are engaged in a significant way at providing this leadership development.
Talk to us about tuition, Doug. Who pays the bills here?
The actual tuition is free. There is a fee, but it's more like room and board. We do ask the participants to pay $1,000, and that's really the cost of putting them up overnight and the food, but the actual tuition is free. And where we get the money from is that you mentioned it earlier. We have a dinner and a breakfast coming up. We raise money at that fundraiser. And I just want to point out that the dinner, we expect to have close to 800 for dinner. We expect to have between 300 and 400 for breakfast. These are some of the largest multi-partisan events in the whole state. And we're very proud to be part of it. And so I just think that just touting it, I'd also like to point out that Governor Bill Richardson, who you already mentioned, is one of our speakers. He was also a former UN ambassador. And given the events of today, he's just an ideal speaker to have at this time.
After 22 years, Anne, is there an MPLP brotherhood and sisterhood out there? I mean, do graduates of the program from the 90s, for example, are they staying connected with the program? Are they staying connected with other graduates, as far as you can tell?
Yes, they are. The friendships that they make during their 10 weekends together last a lifetime. Some, you know, lives change, so some people are more engaged than others. We have a regional alumni network so that alums can find each other through activities in Midland, for example, or in Grand Rapids. So they can cross boundaries from year to year. And in addition to staying in contact with their fellow classmates, the social media, Facebook, has really helped a lot in that regard.
We're talking with Doug Roberts and Anne Mervin of the Michigan Political Leadership Program here on Current State on WKAR. The MPLP claims to be the only program of its kind in the country. Doug, is that still true to your knowledge? And why haven't other states picked up on it, if so?
It's certainly one of a handful. There are programs that attempt to emulate our program, but I would argue that at the moment ours is still fairly unique. But there are programs that try to duplicate some of the things that we do. We're still, I think, the premier program of this nature in the country.
And if 45% of graduates have served or are serving, that still means more than half have not gone on to public service. What's happened to that other 55%? Do you know?
Well, yes. We try to track the activities of our graduates. Frankly, some one or two people will go through the program every year thinking they want to run for office. And they come out thinking, you know what, that's not really what I'm meant to do. I'm meant to actually work behind the scenes. So we have several fellows who are staffers in the Michigan legislature who end up running campaigns and elections, rather than running for and holding office for themselves. So it becomes a lot of personal discernment about what their role in public life is. But I can assure you that well over 50%, probably close to 80%, are active in their communities on nonprofit boards and commerce and other community activities.
As both of you are our longtime political insiders here at the Capitol, I want to ask both of you just about the current atmosphere at the Capitol. Given the focus that you have on reaching across the aisle at the MPLP, are you seeing results from your work? I mean, I think the discord at the Capitol gets an awful lot of coverage. What do you make of that?
I will go first. I think there is a lot of discord at the Capitol, and the only evidence that I can present are the anecdotal stories that some of our graduates will at least come back and report. At least I know somebody I can go and talk to. And the number is 14. We're very proud of it. But at the same time, there's a lot of people in the legislature, and I would argue that that's the reason programs like this are needed now more than ever, because from my point of view, there is a great deal of discord, and we have to find a way in which we can talk across the aisle. Even if we don't agree, we can do it in a more agreeable way.
Anne, what do you think?
We've started in the last year what we call the Michigan Political Leadership Program Legislative Caucus. So our 14 members of the Michigan legislature meet every 3 months or so to talk about how they can work together, help support the program. And I agree with Doug. I think that we need this program more than ever. We have several candidates who are considering running for office. We'll know in the April 22nd filing deadline how many people we will have. But I think we'll have a significant number of people in addition to the 14 next year in the legislature.
Doug is a former state treasurer, and Ann, as a former Engler administration official, I'm sure our listeners would like to hear a few of your thoughts on the current administration and the legislature, especially here in an election year. Overall, Doug, give us your thoughts. What do you make of it?
Oh, I think that Michigan is sort of like the nation. We had a terrible economic downturn. We had a lot of problems with the auto sector. I think that clearly the state and the nation is on the mend. I think that we have every reason to be upbeat about the economy in Michigan. I wish I was more upbeat about the discourse. At that moment, I do think we're divided as a state in terms of where we would like to go in certain policies. But frankly, I am very upbeat at the moment, and I think that the statistics are showing a steady improvement in Michigan.
And it's the Republicans are in charge downtown. What do you make of this legislature, this administration?
Well, I have to give Governor Rick Snyder a lot of credit because he has really taken on the issues facing our urban areas and strengthening them through the emergency management process. And I am, as someone who's lived in or around Detroit most of my life, I'm excited for the future of Detroit, and I give him a significant amount of credit for that. And, you know, he and the legislature have worked very productively together. I think it's going to be an interesting year, but I'm anticipating, you know, the House will pick up some Republican seats and the Senate will stay Republican moving forward.
Do you expect Rick Snyder to win a second term, Ann?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. What do you make of the Senate contest?
I have to give Terry Land the option. I think we'll see what happens with Obamacare and how that still continues to resonate. But the polling, both in Michigan and nationally, shows Republicans doing very well.
Doug, care to weigh in on the coming year?
I really can't disagree with what Ann said. And I choose not to make predictions in terms of what's going to happen. And so, but I can't really make a case against anything Ann said.
Given the role of the Michigan Political Leadership Program, I mean, the Michigan voters could face a ballot question this fall regarding a part-time legislature. Could I ask your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I personally will vote no. It's a much easier vote for me than one might think. I spend a lot of my time and life and working in state government. Even with the problems we have, you need, in my opinion, you need a full-time legislature to do nothing more than to keep track of what the executive does. We have a checks and balance system of government. I think it, over the long haul, has worked very well for this country. And I think you need a strong legislature to do a checks and balance with the executive branch.
MSU Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, Doug Roberts, and MPLP co-director Ann Mervin. Thanks to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The MPLP events with Bill Richardson and Tim Pawlenty are Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Laurel Manor in Livonia, and Friday morning at 7:30 at the Marriott in Grand Rapids.